Welcome back to the Driven Young podcast. I know it has been a while. If you're a regular listener, I have not been posting. I have been off the podcast for months and months and months, and I wanted to do a little bit of a recap and a little bit of a why that is and what I've learned over the last kind of year of 2023. So as of recording this, it is August 17th, and the last podcast episode I put up was months and months and months ago. In fact, not only have I not been putting up podcasts, I have been posting TikToks. I just haven't been putting out much content online this year. I wanted to talk to you about why that is. I want to talk about the plan of the future of the podcast and some upcoming things. But I've definitely learned a lot in the last kind of period of time where I haven't been posting on the podcast. Number one, I love the podcast and I want to keep doing it for a very long time. And it does sadden me that I haven't been able to do it for a while. And the main reason for that is very simply, I just didn't have time. For those of you who know a bit about my story, podcasts don't really pay unless you're doing really well. It's just like anything in the world. Like, oh, Ronaldo gets hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah, but most football players don't get much. It's the same with anything. You know, oh, Joe Rogan made a $100 million deal with Spotify and all these big podcasters. They make lots of money. Call a Daddy and all these different things. They've all signed these huge deals. Yeah, because they're the top 0.01%. My podcast is probably in the top 5%, but I still don't make any money from it. Now, I could make some money doing some sponsors, but like it's not really enough to justify doing sponsors for stuff I don't really probably passionately enjoy. So I've just kind of kept it sponsor free for the while. But what that means is because I have to edit every single episode and then I have to clip up every episode for TikTok, it just takes like at least an entire day of work a week, plus organizing the interview and all those sorts of things. It's a huge amount of work. And I just kind of, I wouldn't say I got burnt out, but I couldn't sustain it in a way that had any longevity. And what I mean by that is I think for me the podcast became a bit of a tool where it was almost a distraction because I wasn't growing my business. I wasn't bringing in money. I wasn't bringing in revenue. Now, revenue, for those who don't know, is money coming into the business. So if you imagine you've got a business and let's say you are mowing a lawn, right? Let's say you're mowing lawns and you charge $100 per lawn. So let's say you mow 5 lawns in a week. You've done $500 in revenue. However, you had to pay for petrol for the lawnmower. You had to pay for petrol to get to the people's house or whatever it is. And let's say you spent $100 on that. Your revenue would be $500, but your profit would be $400 or whatever it is. That's a very simplified version. And so revenue is often a very deceiving way of saying, oh, I made $1 million this year. Yeah, but how much of that is profit? Like if you made $1 million, but you spent $950,000, then you only made $50,000 this year. So, and I say that to plant a seed because I want to talk about some of the stuff I've achieved this year as well. But I also want to, I don't talk about money too often. I definitely have this thing where I think so many people on TikTok are spreading bullshit where they're like, I did this much money. I made this much money. And it's all revenue, like dropshipping. Oh, I made, you know, $500,000 in the last 3 months, but that's revenue. Like they probably only made like best case scenario, $100,000, which is still amazing. But it's definitely not 500,000. Where was I going with this? Well, the reason is my number one focus this year has been generating revenue. I need to make money. And the reason I need to make money is because I need to build a team. And I need to build a team in order to scale my company and to have a bigger impact. And for me, the podcast had got to a point where it was just ticking along. The interviews were great. And I have actually got like about 8 episodes lined up, which are freaking phenomenal. So very exciting episodes coming up. However, it wasn't generating me any revenue and it was taking up a huge amount of my time and energy. And so what happened was last year, for those who don't know, I run the Driven Young program now, which was based off the back of the podcast, very excitingly. And this program is a 6-week coaching and social program for people in their 20s. And I've been running it for about 2.5 years in Sydney. And this year we're doing four programs and we're launching Melbourne in October, which is only like 2 or 3 months away. So very exciting times. But this is where I'm making my money. This is where I'm actually building it. And this is where I believe I'm having a stronger impact because a 6-week program with people, like the change I see in some people, it is astronomical. I can't even explain the change. Like I have videos online, you can go watch them, but I've seen people, you know, people have said it's better than a year worth of therapy and all these crazy things, which are just unbelievable. And it's just the power of having good quality people around you because that's what the program really provides, combined with a bunch of other elements as well. And so the program's at a really good point. I've got 3 full-time team members, like 3 or 4 other part-time members. I'm spending like $4,000 or $5,000 a week in wages. And so yeah, we're spending a lot more money, but obviously we're bringing in a lot more money as well. And I'll talk about that shortly. But what happened with me with the podcast was last year when I was running my, last year when I had to do my second ever program, and my friend Josh, one of my best mates, he was involved with my first program, and we were getting coffee, and he's like, dude, I can't wait for the second program. I can't wait for this program. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be spectacular. And I remember sitting there like nodding my head, yeah, going, yeah, it's going to be amazing. But in the back of my mind, I was like, I'm not going to run a second program. Like, I don't know how to fill this thing. Filling this program, I cannot express how hard it is to fill this program. Like, to get people like 18 to 30 year olds to hand over money when they don't have a lot of money, inflation and all these things, is very, very difficult. They're not high income earners. These people aren't making $100,000 a year plus. Some are, but majority are, you know, they're average income earners, just like the average person in their 20s. And so it's very, very difficult. I'm also in an industry that's very scammy, and there's a lot of people out there that take advantage of people. And so I sometimes fall into that category for some people when they haven't seen a lot of what we do. And so what I do is I host a 1-hour information night where I pretty much unpack why I started the program, what is involved in the program, logistics, the costs, the dates, all those sorts of things. And that has been an incredibly valuable way to fill the program because it's so much better when people attend that information night. Point is, I was running this information night, and one night I ran it, the first one I was going to do for the second program. And I think I made like 3 or 4 sales in one night. Now I'm aiming to get 80 to 100 people in this program. So 3 or 4 sales in one night, it's just not sustainable. It's nowhere near, I'm never going to fill it at this point. Like, there's no way I'll fill it if I'm doing 3 or 4 because I'm only doing one of these a week. And so I was gutted. I was like, oh, I think this dream's over. And then I went back to the drawing board. I rebuilt the entire presentation. And then I did one the next week, and I think I made 14 sales. And this was one of the biggest highs I've had in my life. Like, I was wired. I couldn't go to sleep. And the reason I bring this up is I put off hosting this information night. I put off launching a program for like 7 months last year because I was so crippled and I was so terrified of failing. I was so scared that if I started this program and once I fill up 4 or 5 spots, I have to fill it because either two things happen. Either I fill the program or I don't fill the program and I have to refund everyone because I can't run a program. Now look, truth be told, that is not the end of the world. Everyone gets their money back. No one's really that upset because I give them all their money back, but it sucks for me and it hurts my ego as well. And so I'm at this point where I'm crippled and terrified. So what do? I double down on the podcast. I convince myself and I trick myself into going, well, if I'm doing the podcast, I'm progressing. I'm building my personal brand. I'm doing things. I'm progressing where I'm supposed to be. And technically, I'm right. Doing the podcast is great, but it wasn't progressing me in business. It wasn't bringing in money, which is just what I just haven't had money for so long. And I need money in order to make impact. I need money to grow a team. I just can't keep doing this by myself. It's not sustainable. It also means my program is not as good quality because it's just me. And so I need a team. And so pretty much what happened was I was using the podcast as a little bit of a way to convince me that I was progressing in life and I was doing good stuff. And again, I was right, but it allowed me to not focus on the program. It allowed me to not focus on what I had to focus on, and because I was scared. I was scared of failing at the program. And so I did the podcast and I kept doing that. And I put off the program for 6-7 months. And then I ran the program and it was amazing. And then this year I've been like, that's it. I need to double down. I need to hit revenue. I need to bring on team. I bought Lily, who's my first ever full-time employee. Suddenly I've now got to pay someone a full wage, which is a lot of money to like pay someone, you know, $60,000, $70,000 a year. Like, you need to be making, it's very difficult to bring in enough money to pay a full-time employee. So I set the goal this year of doing $500,000 in revenue, $500,000 in revenue. Now, again, that's money coming into my bank account that doesn't equate for the wages I have to pay myself. I have to pay Lily, other team members, the expenses of the program. We host a lot of big events, camping trips. We hire out venues. We book a black tie formal night. That's incredibly expensive. It's an open bar. It's a 2-course meal. It's on Sydney Harbour. And so there's a lot of expenses involved in that. However, my revenue goal is $500,000 because that would mean I can bring on team. I can improve the quality. I can scale. There's that magic S word there, which is scale. Scale is pretty much meaning I can grow the program. And so the first time I ran the program in 2021, that was a 4-month program. And that year we ran 2 programs. This year we're running 4. Next year we want to run 8. So we're currently at the state of doubling the business every single year. And it's very, very exciting times. And I'm very excited to say that as of this morning, I hit my $500,000 revenue goal, which is really exciting and something I'm quite proud of. Again, I haven't really spoken much about the money side of things, but there's a whole element there. I've put a lot of work and time into making sure I'm bringing money into my life for the right reasons. And I can definitely say that with the program and what I'm doing right now, that money is not, I have no desire, like I have not increased my spending whatsoever. I have not spent that money on anything except growing the business. I've invested everything back into the business. I'm bringing on more team. I'm starting to put out content. I've brought on a second team member. We're launching Melbourne in 2 or 3 months for the program. It's very, very exciting. And so what I'm at right now with the podcast is I want to get back into the podcast. I have these episodes of when I was in America. So I went to America earlier this year and I interviewed, I think, like 10 people in LA. And it was awesome. These are some of the biggest name people I've had the chance to interview. The next episode that's going to follow this episode right away is a freaking banger, man. It is a banger. It's a sleep doctor, or the sleep doctor, Dr. Michael Bruce. And he is incredible. This guy, he speaks like without even thinking. Like he's done so many interviews. He's so well articulated. That 45 minute or 1 hour episode I did with him, it's like 3 hours condensed into the words you need to hear. It's incredible. And the power of sleep is actually incredible as well. I interviewed a billionaire. And now again, I actually have an ethical quandary with billionaires. I don't think anyone should ethically have that much money. I do, however, recognize that the world we live in, if people provide enough value, they can generate that level of wealth, which is crazy. His story is pretty crazy. And I interviewed him at his stadium, his NFL stadium, which he owns in LA, which was awesome. And I got 20 minutes with him. I interviewed some other really cool people as well. And I'm in a new studio now. I've got a new office. I've moved into a new place. And life's good. I'm into a new routine. I dislocated my shoulder a few months ago. I'm starting to rehab that. And I'm eating well. I'm kind of back in the gym regularly. I feel good with my energy. I've got good friends around me right now. But I'm really just like, I'm not going out at all. Like my whole life is just the company right now. And some people might disagree with that. They might be like, oh, you shouldn't, you know, work that hard. You want to enjoy your 20s. I'm definitely enjoying it. But I'm also, I know that, you know, I've done $500,000 this year. Next year, I want to do around like $1.7, $1.8 million in revenue. And there's a lot of profit if I can pull off those numbers, if everything goes right. And with that profit, we can reinvest, we can grow. I can start to leverage my time. The exciting thing about where I'm at right now is an idea that I came across called the entrepreneur's bet. It's this bet where you're betting on your time. So let's say I want you to imagine, what is your time worth to you? Like, is it $25 an hour? What is your hourly wage? Let's say, for example, your hourly wage is $50 an hour. Everything I do is worth $50 an hour. Then when you're checking your email inbox for 10 hours a week, that's $500 that you're spending to check your email inbox. You could pay someone overseas to do that for $100. You know, you could pay someone overseas to do that and give them $100, and that is a really good wage for them based on where they live or whatever it is. There's lots of people looking for work overseas. And so there's a way to trade your time for money. Now, let's say in my situation, if I can do this with a business, I can bring in revenue versus someone who's making like $400,000 a year. $400,000 a year is obviously an insane amount of money to be making. Let's say someone's in sales, they're very good at sales, they're making $400,000 wage a year. Versus let's say I'm in business and let's say I'm making $200,000 a year. Like I'm paying myself, Driven Young is paying myself $200,000 a year. They're definitely not right now, but maybe one day. And who's in a better position? Well, the interesting thing is that with my position at $200,000 a year, I can actually outsource almost everything I do with the revenue in the company. Whereas a person who's on double what I'm earning, let's say $400,000 a year, they're stuck in trading their time for money. If they stop working, they stop earning money. And especially if they're in sales or something on commission, if they stop performing, they stop earning money. But the position I'm in is I can employ people who are smarter than me and know things better than me, and I can outsource everything I do so that I'm free for time. And really, the reason you should be trying to attract money into your life is to buy you time. Because the truth is, you can buy time in a way. When someone flies a private jet, you know, they just walk up, they get in the jet, they fly somewhere, they're there. They've just bought like 3, 4, 5 hours of time and comfort. Or even texting, right? You could say, do we have the same amount of time in a day as someone back in, you know, the 1700s? Technically, yes. But someone in the 1700s would have to send a letter to someone overseas. It would take months before it came back. We can do that instantly. We can FaceTime someone. We can, in a way that you think about it, buy time, which is very exciting. And so my goal with bringing in this much revenue is to buy time. I'm slowly starting to train up team, which is an entirely new skill set and very difficult, but I'm getting there. And the goal is to essentially outsource everything I do so I can just present, go on podcasts, workshop. And this is called the key person of influence method, which for those who know my story, that was the very first company I worked for when I was 18 years old. They've got a book. You can read it in like 4 or 5 hours. Highly, highly recommend if you're interested in the space of personal branding and building your name, because personal branding isn't just for people in business. It's everything. It's what people say when you're not in the room. What is your personal brand in your job? Are you a lazy person? Are you a hard worker? Are you on time? Are you disciplined? Because that's going to transfer over into future jobs and future roles and probably other elements of your life. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Right now, my focus has just been making money so that I can do this podcast long term, because the truth is I cannot afford to edit this long term. And so right now I'm looking at bringing on someone to manage a podcast. Next year, I want to start a YouTube channel and really go all in on that. I also recognize that I do need someone probably full time to help me with a YouTube channel. Or I free up myself where I can dedicate more time to a YouTube channel or something like that. So yeah, that's kind of a little bit about where I'm at, where I've been. Definitely exciting times in my life. I hope things are going well at your end. I know people are still listening to the podcast because I still get some DMs every now and then, and I do appreciate those. They do really mean the world to me. If you're someone who maybe hasn't listened for a while and you just saw this pop up, hello, thanks for coming back. Definitely keep an eye out for upcoming episodes. There are some really, really awesome episodes coming up. And I do want to pivot a lot of my content into communities. I feel like I started this podcast as a way to help young people teach practical life skills we didn't learn in school. And that's definitely something I'm very passionate about still. And definitely I'm not going away from that. But something I've learned, you know, I'm 25 now. I'm halfway through my 20s. And I still think the most important thing you can do in your 20s is surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when you walk in the room. Find your tribe. Find the people that are going to lift you and help you get to where you want to be. Because when you've got good people in your life, life gets a lot easier. And that's what I've discovered with my program. That's why people say this has been more valuable than therapy. This is like, my mental health has never been this good. It's not because I'm some expert. It's not because I'm some amazing person who can fix them. It's because I give them a space where they can be their authentic self and they can be surrounded by people whose eyes light up when they walk in the room, and they can just be who they are without having to worry about the fear of judgment. And so once you enter that space like that, it's a very beautiful thing. You can really just be you and be supported, which is important. So I want to pivot a lot of my content into community. I want to study a lot more about communities, loneliness, the effect of loneliness of young people, which I'm already studying. We're doing some research actually within Driven Young. We want to create a online quiz, which we can use as a way to see how, kind of benchmark how people are doing in their 20s, but also as a way to collect data from people at a mass scale. So if, let's say, 10,000 people do the quiz, we can then collect that data and start to present it and be like, look, you know, we interviewed 10,000 people in, you know, in ages 18 to 35 or whatever, and 75% said they're lonely, whatever it is, right? And we can start to use that data to, you know, hopefully write some papers, do some research around loneliness, and really actually back up a lot of the work I do with some serious research and studies. And I have a guy who's keen to help with that, because I don't know how to do all that fancy science stuff. I'll just be the mule, and he can kind of do the heavy lifting, and I'll just be there to help bring in the people and collect the data. So yeah, very exciting times, as I've already said like 5 times. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. If you enjoy this episode, I'm always happy to do more solo episodes. They're very easy for me to do. I just put on a microphone and I wing it. But yeah, that's the current state of the podcast. So got a bunch of exciting episodes coming up. If you are someone who enjoys the show and you feel like you have editing experience and you want to potentially join the Driven Young team, I am still looking for people to like edit my podcast, to edit the clips. You don't have to be based in Sydney. If you are based in Sydney, that is helpful. You can come into the office. But if that's something that you might be interested in, feel free to DM me. Can't guarantee anything, but doesn't hurt to DM me or email me, byron@drivenyoung.com, byron@drivenyoung.com. And we can have a chat and see what happens, because I am definitely looking at growing the team. I do have the revenue now to support a team, which is very exciting. And we do have the infrastructure to actually grow and continue to just change more young people's lives. So that's where I'm at. I hope you're doing amazing wherever you are. I hope you can find the little bits of happiness throughout the day and stay young, stay driven. And I hope to see you on our next episode with Dr. Michael Bruce, aka the Sleep Doctor.